Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Above and Beyond with celebrity psychic medium Grant Collier. Grant will take you through his knowledge of the spirit world alongside some amazing guests. So get dialing and get a reading on today's show by dialing 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611 and prefix 001. If you're calling from outside the USA. And now, please welcome your host, Grant Collier.
Hello, guys, and welcome to another Friday night session of Above and Beyond. With myself, Grant Collier. Wow, what a week. I say a week because I've got so much coming up in the pipeline. I've got so much stuff coming through privately. It's gone mad. Also done an investigation last week down here in the south of England, a ghost investigation at the Arundel Jailhouse. It's right near Arundel Castle where Anne Boleyn was homed for many years, and I've got to say to you, it was a fantastic location, a fantastic energy, presence, the stuff and activity that we had going on there was just absolutely phenomenal. We've got a lot of stuff caught on camera. You can look at that via YouTube. If you go to Grant Collier and you tap that in, you can have a little look at that and some of the energy that was pulled through on that night. But also you can go through there and look at previous locations that we investigated and some of the footage we used with the ghost box and also the EMF meter and also the energy of EVP and bits and pieces like that. So go and have a look, guys, and it was really, really interesting, a fun night. And I've got to say to you, everybody that come and was involved got right into it. And it's always about the energy of the team and the people and the clients that we have come into the events, because, you know, it makes it what it is. It's an energy, and we have to build that energy. It was an absolute amazing show. I say show because Spirit did show. They did show in a massive way. Guys, if you want a bit more information on that, go through to www.spooksavers.co.uk. And there's a list of stuff coming up within the energy of investigations. Also the tour that's coming up. Oh yes, we've got a tour coming up in May. Starts on May the 25th down in Kent in Southeast United Kingdom. That tour is going literally across the UK. I've just been off the phone today to the girls, and there's a lot of stuff coming up. Not going to advertise it too much yet, but keep your eyes peeled on the website. Also, just to let you know, there's a few more other things coming up. I'm down in Wimborne, down in Dorset, with Sue Alfwake's team, www.psychicfair, that's FAYRE.com. And I'm down there on the first and 2nd of February, and on the 1st I'm at the Allendale Centre. And I'm actually standing up doing platform mediumship alongside the lovely Patrick Gamble, who's a psychic artist, who will also be bringing through the energies as I'm up there as well, and literally painting them. Wow, this guy's energy is unbelievable. He was a guy that I had on the show for the Christmas special, alongside Robin Lamb, the palmist. This man is absolutely fantastic. You must go and look at his work. I know he's on Facebook. That's Patrick Gamble. And we've got an array of psychics down there, Steve Horton, and also we've got Jeanette Harris as well. But guys, that is on the 1st and 2nd of February. And like I say, go through to the website and you'll find out more about the details on that. Then I'm at the Rope Makers Inn on the 13th of February. That's a Wednesday. You have to be there by 7 o'clock. The doors will open at 7:30, and the doors will open at 8 p.m. again, guys, go through to the website and there's all the details there. Otherwise, I'll be sitting here forever and ever and ever talking about spiel. And we've got an amazing show coming up. I've got an amazing guest. You have heard her on the show before. She was on the lovely Sarah May show a few weeks back. I actually listened to some of that show back. And I've got to say to you, what an amazing energy this particular lady's got. Really, really spiritually fantastic energy. I've got to say to you, I'm so proud to have her back here on Mike Spirit FM. Now, before we go into the energy of introducing my guest and finding out a bit more about her, because I haven't actually, you know, I haven't actually had the pleasure of interviewing this lady, and I know that I'm going to be really excited with this. I've almost been sitting here for the last hour going, oh yeah, here we go, here we go. I can feel the energy building now. But I will introduce her after the first piece of music. This is a lovely piece of music, and I hope you enjoy it. So sit back, kick your shoes off, put your feet up, go and light yourself a scented candle. Go and put yourself a nice Josh stick on. Mellow out, chill out, lower the lights, and listen to this one. And it goes something like this.
Like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. Yeah, I know when I compliment her, she won't believe me. And it's so sad to think that she don't see what I see. But every time she asks me, do I look okay, I say, when I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change. 'Cause you're amazing, just the way you are. And when you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while. 'Cause girl, you're day if she'd let me. Her laugh, she hates what I think, it's so sexy. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. Oh, you know, I never ask you to change. If perfect's what you're searching for, then just stay the same. So don't even bother asking if you look okay. You know I'll say, when I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change. 'Cause you're amazing, just the way you are. And when you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while.
I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, I've got to say to you, I hope you enjoyed that piece of music. I know that it really sort of ties up with the energy of my next guest, my guest on for tonight, you know. And I know that she'll probably be giggling and going, wow, that does suit me. This lady is a natural-born medium, psychic medium. She worked with the clairsentient, clairvoyant, and clairaudient. And I presume I'm picking up within her energy. She's claircognizant as well, and she picks up the smells of the energy of spirit as well. She is from Victoria, British Columbia, in Canada. Let me pronounce you to you the lovely Ara Parisian. Have I got that right? Hello, are you there?
Hi, Grant. Yes, I'm here, and it's Ara Parisian.
Wow, what a lovely name. I mean, just such a beautiful name in its own. That's star quality written all over it.
Well, thank you.
You are a natural medium, Ara, and I've got to say to you, darling, I've just looked at your website, and wow, you've got some amazing stuff coming up, you know, and I've got to say to you, you've got such a lovely energy, such a beautiful soul, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show tonight. What I wanted to know is where it all started with you, and where it got you to where you are today.
Well, first of all, Grant, thank you very much for such a spectacular introduction. It's going to be quite difficult to live up to that, you know. But you're quite right. I do have the clairvoyance and the clairaudience and the clairsentience and the cognizance. The way I put it is we have five senses that actually help us navigate the external areas of our existence. Those five senses actually extend inward as well. And so I'm able to extract vibrational information through all those five avenues. So it sounds quite strange, but you know as well as I do that there's the psychic taste that occurs from time to time. And I'm telling you, you haven't lived until you bite into a BLT sandwich and have it taste like Kraft dinner. It's really unnerving. So, yes, it can happen all sorts of different ways. Now, when did it happen? It's the best answer I can give you is that I was born this way.
Yeah.
And I thought everyone had the same perspective of life and the same abilities. I didn't even know they were abilities. It was just so normal. And to me, it still is very normal.
Mm-hmm. I think pretty much within the energy of where you are, I can totally understand. I know as a child, I was brought up on a farm for 16 years of my life. That farm was haunted very much so within the energy of many energies that have passed during the Second World War. So I know exactly, and I understand where you come from, where it was a natural energy, where you just presumed everybody had this gift to be able to tap into the energies around you and what you was picking up with it. And with that, when you say, you know, it opened up for you naturally, when did you really start to think to yourself, wow, I've actually got to the stage where I think, you know, I can understand where this is now, where it's going. And what was the people, like family and that, around that situation, how did they take to that?
Well, that's a very good question, because the family I was being raised in, having been adopted, didn't quite get it. And so I would come out of my room in the morning and I'd be so tired, and they would say, why are you so tired? And I'd say, well, Edward kept me up all night. And my mother would look at me and say, who's Edward? And I'd look at her totally exasperated and say, Edward, you know Edward. And Edward was her grandfather, who died like 40 years before I even came along. And here I was saying I was talking to him and his wife, and, you know, what's poker, you know? I mean, I was having ongoing, you know, rapports with these energies. And so they decided, because of their limited understanding, and I can appreciate that, that this was evil and something to fear. But it took me a few years to begin to reconcile that I wasn't afraid until someone else's fear entered the picture.
Yeah.
So what I had been experiencing felt natural, felt good. There was no harm in it. And it was the fear everyone else was instilling that was actually what I began to become afraid of. Yeah. So I had to find a way to allow my interaction with spirit, but just do it on the sly. Do it, but don't talk about it, right?
Well, absolutely, because I think for me, I know where you are with me, you know, it took me years to sort of open up within the energy of telling people what I had. I think my mum always knew, but within the energy of like a father that was very skeptical around the energy of things, I could totally understand where he was. And when we talk about the energy of cultures with different people in different areas of the world, do you think that pretty much in the energy of being brought up in Canada would be slightly different to within the energy of maybe where it would be different in England and other places in the world? Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes, I do. And I think there are some cultures that are perhaps more open and accepting of this kind of experiences and interaction than others. And fortunately in Canada, it's not readily accepted, but it's becoming more so. And I can't speak for the United States. I'm not an American, but from what I understand in my interaction with some of the Americans is that they're on the same track to widely beginning to accept it. But I really believe that it doesn't matter what culture is at play, there are always going to be the cynics and the skeptics. And my rule of thumb is, I think skepticism is entirely healthy, and it boggles people's minds when I say I'm the most skeptical of anyone, and I'm doing this work.
Yeah.
That's healthy. I keep questioning myself and my integrity and all of that. It just goes hand in hand, but it's the cynics that are solely focused on debunking and not being open to anything but negative proof. So I don't have time for cynics.
Well, the thing is with it, I think pretty much over the years, a lot of people have looked at Hollywood and the energy of what we talk about with spirits, and they saw the entity. And these things were always put out in a negative way, and they were never really put out in a good light. Until we sort of got to the energy of the later films. And I know we're talking about films here because they're important, because I think everyone registers to the energy of a film or a book. And I know that when Ghost came out with Patrick Swayze, it touched a lot of hearts to actually realise that there is something. I know we're looking at a bit far-fetched within the energy of the good and the bad, But we know within the energies and where we work within this, there is the energies that we could manifest if we really were working with the light. But the thing is with it, we know that there's this naturally beautiful energy of a place that we go to, this realm of love, that sort of opened up people's minds within the energy of what they actually believe and how they focus the energy of things. And we know that, you know, when we're looking at the greats of, and I'm going back to the energy of actors, because what I want to try and do tonight is sort of bring it to the energy of people that don't understand and where they might have seen these films and actually looked at them and said to yourself, well, what's in this? Well, these films would have been researched by great mediums and people were in the psychic world to get the information about these particular films that people go and watch at the cinema. And I think that the turnaround was that point, because that went out to mass, you know, it won Grammys, it won Oscars for its integrity of how massive it was. And with the great lights of Whoopi Goldberg and Patrick Swayze, Demi Moore, it brought something so touching to so many people that they know that within it there is this energy that walks around us. We are closed sometimes within a box and we don't look outside the box to what we actually tap into within the energy. And this is what we're continuing doing within the energy as mediums today. And like I say, you know, not just within the energy of a mediumship and connecting and validating, what I like about you as well is that you're a transformation coach within the energy of spirit. And you know, you're giving empowerment out within that energy from the energy of spirit. You work very much like me. Within the energy of transformation coach, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it was interesting for me to... I'm here. Are you there? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Grant?
Yeah, no, I can hear you, darling. Don't worry. Yeah, so the transformation. Okay. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit how that works and how you work with that as the thing goes.
Yeah, it just seemed to be the natural progression of the job of being a medium, because so many clients would come and sit with me, and I would offer the messages from spirit. Mm-hmm. That are always empowering and always encouraging and always loving and inspiring, and it would serve them well in that moment, and maybe for the next week or month. But then the next year they would come back, and we would be back at square one. And I said to Spirit at one point, I said, there has to be something that I'm missing here, because people are having a challenge in moving forward and beginning to live again after their loss. And so Spirit started to show me and put me through my own ropes, because that's how I learn. And then I realized that when we do experience a loss, what happens as part of the grieving process, I believe, is that we go through a re-self-definition process. We generally and specifically need to figure out who we are without that person physically in our lives. And it's when we go through the re-self-definition process that we begin to use different tools, because we're different people now. And so the transformation coaching is all about helping people move forward. Not just to relieve their pain in the moment, but to help them evolve through the pain and arrive at a place that feels vastly more comfortable. They're forever changed. You're not trying to get rid of the fact or make them forget. It's just an evolution through it, and it becomes more manageable for them, and life, again, can be joyful. And that's what happened. But after a while, I realized that these tools that I had been given through Spirit actually worked for everyone, not just the grieving. So it's been a real eye-opener for me and a very strong learning curve. And so the book followed that. It's very rewarding. And it's just an extension of the mediumship work that I do.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah. Sorry, I got kicked out of the system there within the energy of. Do you know what the gremlins are in? Gremlins are in the stripe thing. Sorry about that. I was miles away. I was listening to you, and suddenly, bang, you went. So sorry, I missed a little bit of that aura. So carry on. Don't worry. Continue, because I know our listeners would have heard.
Yeah, it's just the transformation coach is being the is the extension of the mediumship. So it gives tools for people to learn how to evolve through their pain and begin living joyfully. Because the message, and I'm sure that you receive the same kinds of messages from Spirit, yeah, is that our loved ones who have transitioned want nothing more than for us to live in joy.
Absolutely.
In spite of what we feel we have lost. And so these tools actually help people get to that point where they can allow themselves to be living joyfully once more.
Well, this is it. And this is something that I know for many years, and I used to speak to Spirit and ask the questions. And I think that was, I know that when I got a lot of stuff as a child. And I know that within the energy of being a child, yes, you're skeptical. You don't believe everything that you get, and you keep asking the questions. And I would question Spirit, what is the main reason why you're here and I'm giving this information out to people? And they turn around and said, well, the main thing is here is to prove our existence, to prove that we are here, to prove that we are here to guide you and help you along through this test, this test that we live in. And I found through the energy of that, I kept asking the questions about, you know, why did a good die young? Why does this happen? And it literally just went down to the energy of that this life is a test and we've got to live that test. And the thing is that there's no rule book within the energy of how this life happens. And it is very sad when we lose people very young. And it's a test within the energy of how we cope with it and the way that it is, which I thought at the time was very sort of quite harsh. But I do know within the energy that when I learned about this aura is that it transforms us to be stronger within our energy to be able to carry on with the next situation that comes in. May it be somebody else that loses a child after you lose a child, then you are there to help them and see them through that process and vice versa, and it goes on and on and on and on and on. And, you know, even though that, you know, they've passed over these energies, What Spirit actually said is that death's a funny word. It's a misunderstood word. It's a continuation. People just don't realise that it's a continuation. They are there with you. It's just another dimension. And the thing is, what we've got to realise is that the continuation of life and energy, we are energy. You're a spirit. You're a living spirit. You're a living energy within the process. And people used to come to me and go, well, you know, reincarnation. What you know, do you believe in reincarnation? I said, yes, I do, because, you know, I used to be questioned, well, if that's the case, then how would I communicate with, say, my grandmother or grandfather on the other side if they've been reborn? I said, well, you've got to understand is that it's an energy and it can split its energy. So you can still communicate with the energy of your grandmother or grandfather, and your energy of a grandfather or grandmother will be put back into the earth and still be living the energy here, but you can still communicate with them. And the thing is that it's such an intense energy that we don't understand it fully, and we may never get to the process of understanding it fully. But this is something that, you know, I stop questioning with them and just work with it because it is the way that it is. Because, you know, you're never going to prove that unless, you know, you just can't prove it. It's beyond our proof. But What I like about the process is, though, is that we are here, we're doing the job for Spirit. It is Spirit that's doing this, and it's their guidance that brings people through to get us through this test until they get through to the other side and then they come back again. Do you understand what I mean? So it's,
absolutely.
And it's such a grueling life, trying to find the answers from Spirit, because they give it to us slowly, because they build us up for that process. Do you understand what I mean, where it took that long to you to get to where you were going within the energy of where you are today to help these people?
Well, I think we, for every experience that we do have that is either pleasing or not, it sets in motion certain dynamics that we either transmute into positives and learn and carry on, or allow the distasteful experience to paralyze us. And, you know, I think for people in this line of work, there has been a great deal of transmuting of energy, because we do need to be a very clear conduit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a never-ending process, though. We don't go and get all cleared and then we're good to go for the rest of our lives. It's an ongoing thing. And when we first become aware that we have to be responsible for what we're picking up every day and what we're leaving behind and what we're healing and what we're hanging on to, that's when everything begins to shift and change. And all that is doing is allowing us, or us choosing, to live in a deliberate awareness of who we are. And when we do that, we don't have the notion to question spirit every step of the way, because it's a matter, and I'm sure you'll agree, this work is a matter of trust, and it's total trust. I don't know what caller I'm going to get today. I don't know what they're going to need, and I just know that it's not up to me to decide what it is they need. That's where I step aside and let spirit do its thing, because when we do it that way, everyone gets taken care of. And
well,
to me, that is magical. It is not mystical.
That absolutely, and this is what I say to a lot of people with my teachings. You know, a lot of people that I've talked to said to me, you know, should it be done this way? Should it be done that way? And I say, look, spirit will work with you in the way that they want to work with you. And, you know, many mediums and psychics will work in an energy where they get signs, symbols in a completely different way. It's whatever feels right with you and what spirit makes you feel right with you at the time. Now, a lot of people said to me, well, will I ever hear spirit? Well, spirit has that choice. If they feel that something, you know, your energy within that area will take you to the point of where it's going, then they'll put it there. You know, there is no rule book to the energy of how spirit communicates with us. There is no rule book within the energy of where it will take us to where we're going within the energy of our work with spirit. And I've learnt this over the time, that at the end of the day, you know, I've now got, and I know I've noticed on your site as well, and what you do with your work, that transfiguration mediumship comes into the energy of your work. And this is something that spirit have started to sort of transition me over the last 12 months with my work, and it's something that I didn't expect. It's something that I didn't really sort of want at the time, you know, but it's something that spirit felt that was right and needed. And it was a slow progression, pretty much like just the mediumship alone and the clairsentient and the clairvoyant were coming pretty much first week. And I know that energy from spirit will not push it, because they don't want us to fear it. And the biggest hurdle within the energy of what we do with our work is fear and belief. And these are the biggest hurdles that we have to get through. Within the energy of fear and belief, and the energies of what you've worked with over the years with it, did you find that and through people, was that this is something they had to break down?
I'm sorry, Grant, you broke up just at the beginning of your question, so could you repeat that for me?
Okay, just within the fear and belief and these, and breaking these obstacles down, these are the two biggest areas of opening up spirit, is belief and fear. They both combine within the same energy, because belief is a fear, and also fear of the belief is one combined thing. Do you find that that's probably one of the biggest hurdles with the people that you come across who are in development, but they don't trust within the energy of their heart, but they're trying to use it with their head? Does that make sense?
It makes absolute perfect sense, and it's easily identifiable in how they speak of their experience. And the ones that are either starting to develop or want to develop, the first thing that should happen is they need to understand who they truly are. And when there is an acceptance and a living as who you truly are, the fear factor tends to subside. And so does the requirement of having everyone else validate you. You must believe in what I do or else you don't like me. Let me dazzle you with what I can do. And then there will be others who don't believe in it, and you'll try and go on some crusade to try and convert them, right? So it's all about belief, but to me it's belief in the fact that you are powerful energy. It's your birthright, it's who you are, and when you have yourself firmly established in that spiritual sense, the ego gets out of the way, and the fear subsides.
It's very true that within our chakras, these are what illuminates our aura. And I know that within the heart chakra sits around about a foot away from the body's aura, okay? And this is where the energy of spirit comes in, around the energy of the white light, and where we're linking with the energy on that level. So coming in within the energy of the third eye, we have to expand it out with the heart chakra to bring that energy forward within the connection of spirit. So this is what I say to people, you know, it's no good believing with your head. You have to believe with your heart. Every time I stand up on a platform, I get to the energy of where I feel like I'm very, very close to the emotion of tear. And what I mean by that, and people don't understand that, is that I start to feel the connection within the energy of emotion. And this is pretty much what I try to explain on ghost investigations. Fear is an emotion. So when you fear something, it comes in even closer. Pretty much like the same energy as when we let out an emotion of love process. So if we fear something, we're bringing the energy in. And they prey on the energy of fear. Not prey within the energy of a negative, but bring that energy forward within the energy of the fear, because you're putting out that emotion and it works on the same process. So if you can feel how you feel within the energy of fear, then feel that within the energy of love and what you put out from your heart chakra, and then you'll bring that energy in exactly the same process. Even though people think, oh God, I feel that there's something around me, I'm scared of it. Well, of course you're scared, because you're naturally feeling the energy of something that you're not seeing or not aware of within your natural senses. So we automatically think, oh, I'm scared of this. Now, many times as a child, I can remember going back and seeing what I used to call the jelling men, which used to look like a clear, see-through shadow of a manifestation that would form very, very slowly. And this was something that I knew that at the time when they started to form the features on the face, that I said, no, that's a little bit too far. I don't want to see that. I'm quite comfortable you switching. And they switched it and put it into the head. And I know within this, you know, this made me feel comfortable. And they knew that that's what made me feel comfortable at the time. And that's when it became even stronger. When that belief, and I knew that what I had in front of me was so strong. But knowing how... And saying to spirit, no, I don't want it that way. Can you show me that way? That was the way that I felt more comfortable. And then they put it on me a lot more stronger in different ways within the senses. So I become more present and clairvoyant. And it wasn't until around my 12th year that the clairaudience came. Did you find that was similar within the energy of when you were opening up?
Well, it sounds quite familiar. And I'm so glad to hear you speak of taking responsibility and you laying the boundaries as to how you're willing to work in this particular field, because that is what my guides had taught me. And they kept pounding the message home, if you're not comfortable, you have to make a commitment in a way that you are. And so I guess I should just back up a little bit. When I was younger and told to stop what I was doing, I was a dutiful little scout, and I tried to make it stop but it's an energy. It's a flow. You can't stop it. You can't stockpile it. It's going to come out in other ways. And because I had begun to fear simply because of the adults around me, then the manifestation of that energy was fearful. And I had horrific, horrific prophetic dreams that I would see come to life on the news 3 nights later. I knew there was something wrong. It never used to be this way. And I remember being maybe 10 and sitting on the edge of my bed and shaking my little fist at the universe and said, stop it. Just stop it. I don't like it. I don't want it. And if I can just go back to being the way it was, I'm willing to deal with that, but I'm not willing to deal with this. And from that moment on, it all changed.
Well, I think like going back, because I was self-taught within the energy of being a natural medium, I know that within the energy I had a guide there. I know that pretty much my grandmother was acting as my guide, and I saw her very much, and then that took over within the energy of my guide that I work with today, Michael. But I had to go through that natural protection of myself. So every night I would like pass a gold ball through the body. I'd put the gold light in to protect and take that energy away. And I think that, like I say, I was never one for reading books. I couldn't read books. I was one of these children that read a line and then forget exactly what that sentence said. And the thing was, is that I kept it so close to myself for so long because it was something that I wouldn't go and tell everybody. And I'd lost a lot of friends over the course of time as a teenager, letting them know that I had this gift. And actually when I started working with this properly in an area where I was coming into the energy of people out there on the circuit, people using this gift, it became my family. And that was something that I hadn't had for so long. And I was crying out for something for so long. I was a family of four children. My mum and dad had split up at 6 years old, and this is when it all started to come out. I felt very alone for a long time. And it was something that spirit were my friends, spirit were there for me, even though that fear was there. They were there, guiding me through. And I can remember sitting in a room at the age of 10, 11 years old, automatic writing with a lamp on in a room, and looking at the energies walking around me, and the energy of spirit grabbing my wrist and grabbing the pen and literally writing sentences in front of me. And it was truly amazing because, yes, I was still learning and adapting to the energy of the senses. So the writing brought it home to me. It almost opened up so much within the energy of the clairsentient, the clairvoyant, and not really the clairaudience. That didn't come until later. But it was such a strong sense. And I've got to say, looking back to them days, I'll go through all that again, because the connection on that energy, because I think as soon as we understand it more, as soon as we go through that process and we have that guide that takes away the energy for us and deals within what's going on, what's coming forward and what's going back, that real deep sense of connection is something that I can never, ever, ever explain to anybody who's on a skeptical side. No one will ever know that experience of first contact with the energies of such a rarity, something that makes you just go, wow, what is this?
Exactly. And I think what happens as well is that we may have come onto this plane of existence fully open, but that doesn't mean that we have an awareness as to what we're going to do with it. And
absolutely.
I have to tell you that spirit had to really knock me over the head because it was so normal and borderline mundane. Talking about mediumship, talking about psychic awareness was about as exciting to me as talking about tying my shoes.
Yeah.
So it was that normal. And if you're here with this ability, then it is to offer it to others and be a service, and so get on with it. So they had to knock me over the head and say, yeah, okay, you got it, so let's get going. And yeah. It was like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll do it. But it's just been there, and that's very hard to explain as well. But I know that bond that you talk about, because I think everyone that is truly immersed in their craft, in their ability, that is the unspoken bond. And yeah. It is unspoken because there are no words to describe it.
There's not. And even as I sit here and I recall the memories back and taking us back to the energy of them days, them early days, it brings an emotion to myself. I can feel the emotion building up because of the connection that not only am I thankful to Spirit, because Spirit have saved my life three times. And I'm not somebody that's proud enough to not open up about my life. I had a hard life. I can openly sit here and tell you that at 6 years old, I can remember my father holding a shotgun to his head at the door and going through the experiences of trauma, of a difficult breakdown within a marriage between my mother and father, and knowing that fear of having that connection around me and locking myself away was times when I need them as well, as much as within the energy of giving me comfort, giving me something that was going to uplift me and make me feel like I'm safe, you know? And I'm sure that many, many of us, and I know that many, many psychics and mediums that I've spoken to over the years have gone through very similar circumstances within the energy of heartache, hurt, where the energy was needed within something else. And I say to people, and this is what I say to people over and over again, people that want to open up and develop and say, well, you know, I want to do this. I'm sure Spirit come forward to give us that and go through that. And once they start that process, never come away, because we are then linked within that energy. And I know that through going through past life regression, that I've gone through this turmoil through so many lives before, where getting this out, getting this message out, may well be my last time on this earth plane to do this. So this has to be an important one for me. And I can understand that from that early age, that they were so eager to put this onto me for a reason, that my life had to go through that process to get to where I am today, to help others that are going through that process. Even if they're not on a spiritual level or going to go down that spiritual level, at least they've got some comfort around the energy, that knowing that there's something there. Excuse me.
Yeah, so, I totally, totally agree with you. And, you know, it's funny, and I use that word in quotation marks, that I too had a very difficult upbringing, and it was full of pain and heartache. And the one thing that I have learned throughout the entire process is that it matters not what happens. The experience ceases to become important. What becomes important is what you do with it. So you either remain victimized, and if you are, then the healing hasn't happened.
No.
And you might want to second guess, you know, your development aspects there, because you're not going to be a clear conduit. And there's an astrological thing, and I think if you have not had your natal chart done, Grant, I'm sure it would be very surprising because of Chiron. You know that planet Chiron that nobody really talks about? Chiron is called the wounded healer.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, in my chart, every aspect in my chart points to Chiron.
Well, it's weird because I have my chart done, and I come in on the 7th. Well, I come in on the 7th. But the thing is, for me, I obviously know that I'm a Pisces. I am Cancer rising with Sagittarius. Okay. But I know that within the energy of where I come from, my roots, my background, that I am a starseed. And I know that within the energy of the stars, and the constellation of Sirius, and me being a Syrian, and going back to the energy of the Egyptians, that I know that I was a Syrian prince, and I am very, very drawn to the energy of a Sirius, of the constellation of Orion. And I have had many, many situations through my mediumship where I have seen other energies coming through, energies from not from this earthbound place. So, you know, it's so intense within, without going too deep into it, because we'll sit here for hours, Ara, you know, within it, you know, I know that there's something, there was something that was special about me within the energy of doing something that was slightly different from the old way of putting the energy forward. And what I mean by the old way is almost like the earthbound energy of how we connected with spirit, or how the old school energy of mediums worked. And it was something that was brought up a long time ago by a medium that read for me and said, wow, you're going to upset a lot of people within the way that you work. And I went, why is this? He said, well, you tell me. He said, what do you feel that you're going to do with it? I said, this isn't to do with the energy of the universe and the energy of stuff that is way beyond the earthbound energies of leading spirit, the higher beings within the energy of the aliens and what we class as an alien, what might be an angel, how we perceive it. And that's when he turned around and said to me, that's when you are going to upset a lot of people because they won't understand you. You will be different within that energy field. And it's something that I never questioned, which is something that I know within the energy of the, a lot of stuff that I don't talk about. I have done over radio shows over the previous years and TV. But I know that with it, there is this energy that, not just me, there's such a new energy of energies coming forward that are now seeing things a lot different in the way that it's done or the connection is done to how it used to be. Are you finding this within your work?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a freshness. It's almost like new troops are being sent in, you know. It's really quite amazing to me that even the thought processes that we've been dealing with for the last, say, 20 years, they're even beginning to shift and change, and they're making way for the new mindset that is flooding energetically on the planet. And yeah, things are going to change. And sometimes I think the work that we do, while it's absolutely lovely, and I mean this heartfelt, to make the connections with loved ones who have transformed, but we're also here to transmute the old into the new.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's why we fit on both ends of the spectrum sometimes, you know?
Well, this is it. And, you know, I think that, like I say, it's such a mind-blowing experience just working with spirit. And we learn and we evolve every day within the energy of something new that we learn about our work. I find it so interesting that even though I've worked with it for 31, 32 years of my life, that I know that every day I wake up and something new is given to me. Every single day there is something new that I learn about within the energy of a sign, the way that it's given to me, the way that it comes across. And I know with that, that's special to me because I know that within it, it makes me work harder. It makes me work harder to search within the energy of what spirit are giving. And I don't mean search, I mean naturally let it come in, but search within the energy of where I feel that I have to take it within my work. Does that make sense?
It makes absolute sense, and I wholeheartedly agree. It's the newness that keeps our work fresh. You know?
Yeah.
It keeps us from getting bored, that's for sure. Because there's always something new, always. A little shift here, something a little different over there, and the symbols kind of morphing. Yeah, everything is new. Every moment, everything is new. And every time you embark on a reading, you run that, and I want to call it a risk, but it's not a risk. You open up the door for opportunity for things to shift and change, and you just flow with it in the moment.
Absolutely. Okay, Ara, what we're going to do, if you can just hold on there for a minute, we're going to play a piece of music. And I picked this piece of music because I think it's another piece of music that really sort of touches in the energy of what we're talking about. It's called On the Wings of Love by Jeffrey Osborne. And I know that with this song, it really is one that will touch a lot of people and can understand where they are with it. Like I say, it's done by the lovely Jeffrey Osborne. A lovely song, one of my all-time favourites, this one, as a soul song. And it goes a little something like this.
MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live road trip at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2019.
2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the Psychic Fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
There you go, the lovely Mike Davis, and that's the, I now believe it's just the Saturday evening, guys, down in meeting in Wales. Keep your eyes and ears open for that. It's on Facebook and on Twitter, and you can keep looking at the dates and bits and pieces and updates on that situation. And we're going back to the lovely Ara. Now, Ara, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, darling. I know that piece of music probably fitted with you, because I noticed on your website you've got a lovely, strong American bald eagle there that's flying through the sky on the wings of love. And I know that it's a very spiritual bird. I know that it's something that's very strong within the energy of where I've seen within spirit and used that bird quite a few times in my work. But I know that it would represent the energy of what you do with your work within the energy of that strong spiritual bird.
Yes, and to me, the eagle, it just smacks of upliftment,
yeah.
Soaring, freedom, right? And
yeah.
that's my desire for everyone, is to be able to live in that awareness. And that, to me, is what it's all about. How we get them to that point could involve all sorts of different tools, mediumship being one of them.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Now, I know that you've got an incredible gift, and I can't wait to see you work here on Mike Spirit FM. And I've got a lovely lady who's been waiting patiently on the lines. It's the lovely Cheyenne. Cheyenne, are you there? Are you there, my darling? Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing really well, darling. I love your energy. Your energy is really upbeat. Whereabouts are you calling from?
I'm from Colorado.
Oh, fantastic. Lovely part of the world. I love Colorado. I'm hearing a lot about from Colorado recently. A lot of my clients, private clients, and also on the radio. So it's fantastic. But what I'm going to do, darling, is I'm going to hand you over to the lovely Ara, who's going to tap
sure.
into for you and find out what's coming through for you. So, Aru, it's over to you, my darling.
Okay, thanks. Hi, Cheyenne.
Hi, how you doing? You have the most awesome, mellow, calm, loving, like angelic energy about you.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
I've been listening to you guys since the show began, and I just think that I get that you're very, very good at what you do.
Oh, well, I hope that it works that way for you today. And what can I do to help you?
I am starting a business to help children, special needs children. And I kind of want to, my goal is to kind of see, I'm kind of questioning myself of whether it needs to be a nonprofit or a regular business, and about where this is going to take me. Like, I know it's supposed to be global and that kind of thing, and it's supposed to take me into, like, advocacy, but I'm kind of looking at how it's going to begin.
Right. And the first thing that my guides want to kind of take a look at, and it's funny because as you were speaking, I was getting your solar plexus, and that's where the issue is kind of coming through with you, is that you are questioning, and more than questioning, you're doubting. You're doubting yourself, you're doubting your decision, you're doubting that you can make it happen, And I have to tell you, my guides have told me this many, many times, is that the energy that you are is so phenomenally powerful. It has the capacity to actually create worlds. This is the energy you are tag teaming with. So if you look at it from that perspective, I'm sure that energy can throw you a bone and figure out how to get this thing off the ground. The other thing my guides are telling me is that you're spinning your wheels too much in your mind. And it's almost like there's either a Libran or a Piscean quality in that you keep building yourself up and then you start a fire and you just throw water all over yourself and put the flames out. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's time now to... You're not going to like this. I know you're not going to like this because I never like it when I hear it for me. It's time for you to surrender. And surrender is not giving up or throwing in the towel or saying, oh, it's not meant to be. That is not surrendering. Surrendering is all about allowing the universe to do it for you.
Okay, that's trust.
That is definitely trust, because the way we see things as human beings, we see things and wonder how on earth we can make this happen. And in essence, if we can find a way and hope that it's the right way, that's the only way we can see it happening. And so we put the blinders on and it keeps the universe from acting in our favor. The universe has a kabillion ways of making things happen for us.
Okay.
Just had to switch phones there. So the first thing I want to suggest to you is to leave it alone for a little while.
Okay.
Do you live near water at all?
There's all kinds of lakes and streams and ponds and all kinds of stuff around me.
Okay. I'm really getting the encouragement to be in nature more and get out where there's water that is moving. So I would say rivers or streams. And just allow that water to supercharge you vibrationally. And it's when you aren't thinking about what to do, what to do, what to do,
mm-hmm.
that's when your answer will come. It's very, very close. If I'm going to hazard a guess, and it's an educated guess, obviously, because I do work with spirit, it's... It's almost like it should have happened by now, but you're holding yourself back.
Oh.
So, yeah, yeah. It's the indecision that is slowing down the process. So, what my guides are suggesting is to... that's interesting. They just told me to go back to the way you initially thought of it. You initially saw it unfolding one particular way, but then you tried to perfect it, as humans want to do, and you just keep trying to make it better and better and better, and now it's so better, but all it's better at being is more confusing.
It's overwhelming, actually, yeah.
It is. So go back to square one. Veto everything, go back to square one, and that's the direction you want to move in. Now, whether it goes global, whether it turns into an advocacy, it can be whatever you want it to be. But, like everything else in life, there's a natural progression to it.
Okay.
The first thing that you need to focus upon is the starting of it. And trust. Trust yourself and trust in the universe. Your intent is pure. Just take the first step. And everything else falls into place. And I'm a firm believer that as far as you get... as far as you can see, then you can see further. What is happening is that you're trying to stand from your vantage point and realize the end result, which may be 10 years away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's scaring you from getting it started, so let's get that done. Now, I just want to bring in someone else here that's kind of hanging around who had a very, very interesting business sense, and it's male. He's on the other side, and I feel like it's father's father. Do you understand this?
My grandfather, yes.
Yes. And there's great pride because he says the education was very, very important. Very important to him. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
So there's much pride coming from Grandfather, and he's going to be behind you. He's like the overseer. You can see him walking around you with his hands behind his back, just watching. Know that he is with you, and he's very, very supportive. Who is the B female I'm supposed to acknowledge here? B. Is it Barb or Betty or Beth, or there's a B I'm supposed to mention?
I don't know. Neither of my parents' name have B.
Doesn't have to be a parent. Doesn't have to be someone on the other side. It could be someone very much alive.
Okay, then it would be my daughter, Betsy.
Okay, thank you. There's an acknowledgement going to her, and I'm supposed to mention that the month of July is significant either to you, to her, or to your grandfather. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So know that your grandfather is around. He's giving evidence of it, and it's time for you to get to work.
Okay.
Just get her done, okay? Just take it right back to step one. And keep things simple. You do not have to complicate any of this. It will be effortless and free-flowing the minute you allow it to be. So just go back to square one, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, bless your heart, Cheyenne. I hope that you got everything from that, from Spirit, my darling. I've got to say to you, Ara, what a lovely flow of energy you've got working with Spirit there. And I love the way that you work, and it takes it right back to the energy of the basis core with Spirit, of where they're trying to find their understanding. Such a beautiful energy. Well done. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we got Area 352. Area 352. Are you cool? Are you there, darling?
Hi, my name's Cindy. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've been listening to your show and thoroughly enjoying it.
Oh, Cindy, it's an absolute pleasure. And how would you like me to help you this evening, Cindy? Do you want me to go back just straight into the energy of Spirit and see what I pick up? Is there a specific question you'd like to ask?
My main question is concerning the biggest area right now, I think, is concerning the relationship that I'm in. Yeah. So anything, advice and guidance you can give me through Spirit would be wonderful.
Okay, let's just look into the energy and see what I get for you, darling, okay? Right, as I'm tapping into the energy here, I've got the strong energy of a female in Spirit, and I'm going onto your mother's side. Is your grandmother in Spirit, my darling, on your mum's side? Okay,
yes.
As she comes forward here, she's almost waving a finger here and saying to yourself, and saying to you here, that you must stand strong around the energy at the moment, because I know that where relationship lies, I've got the energy of a man to the side of you here that is not actually in the relationship as a whole, but I feel like he's stepped back. Do you understand this?
I have a little problem understanding what you just said. The message is coming through from my grandmother, and just the very ending, you were trailing off the connection.
I do apologize, darling. Okay, now I've got to pick up the energy of a man around you, but I know that I feel like I'm struggling to bring that energy forth within the energy of the relationship. Do you understand what I mean by this? But I know that there's been something here in the past. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does kind of make sense. We're living together. We just actually redoed the relationship 7 months ago, but it's like once he got me here, then it's like on with his work and business and just kind of...
Absolutely.
Moving forward with the relationship.
Can you understand where the sense of communication and feeling like things haven't really changed within that energy comes into play?
Yeah.
And I feel like you're biting at the bit here from what your grandmother's telling me here, is that you need to speak up about your feelings around the energy of this relationship. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Now, when I turn around and say to you with this guy's energy that I feel like I want to boot him up the backside, okay, or boot him up the butt, because I feel like within the energy here, there's a feeling of taking you for granted within what you do around him. Does that make sense?
I'm still having a little problem understanding you, but you said the energy around him, this last sentence. Could you repeat it?
Yeah, it feels like I want to motivate him or get him moving. It feels like he's taking advantage of you within the situation of relationship. Do you understand what I mean by this? Like he's not putting his weight. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, yes.
And I feel that when we go into the energy of what your grandmother's trying to tell me here is that when we look at the change of where things, and I want to go back 6 months with this, so there would have been a change of where the transition went, where he'd come away and come back in again. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes.
Right, what she's trying to give me here is that, she's trying to give it to you straight here. She's trying to say to you that really we need to get things back on a level where he understands what you want. And he doesn't really feel that he knows what you want because you're not telling him. Do you understand this?
Okay, I do understand what you're saying. I felt like I had made it pretty clear what I was looking for, and he's just...
I think it's more about...
consistent with himself and his own life, what he wants, and, you know,
I know that with you, you're very giving energy. What I mean by this is that you're forgiving within the energy of where I feel that, you know, you're letting life get back to a stage of where it once was within this relationship. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes.
And the feeling is with it that he's going back into a routine of putting you or making you second best within the energy of thinking of himself first. Does that make sense?
Yes, himself and everybody else. And I'm just round on the bottom of the list.
And this is something that, even though it may be a negative, it's a positive. Because what your grandmother is trying to put forward here is the energy that we stand no rubbish, girl, within the energy of, you know, the females in the family. She doesn't want you to be taken for granted in the same way as maybe your mother was or somebody above you. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes, yes. My mother was, yes.
Because I feel very much within your energy of your mum, she's gone through the same process with either your father or somebody around the energy where she felt that she was in the same place. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, yes.
Because you're in the giving area of kindness, that you're not somebody to stand up for yourself and go, no, 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 I don't want this back in my life again. You do love him. You do care about him. But there's this energy where I'm not feeling the energy coming back or being shown in the way that it should be. Now, the feeling is, from your grandmother, is that really this man's not really going to change his energy unless you really put the ultimatum in front of him. Do you understand this?
That he's not going to change his energy unless I do what?
Unless you put the ultimatum in front of him and say, look, I cannot stand up with the energy of the way that it is at the moment. I almost see him sitting back here with his feet up in the air and his hands behind his head, like there's a carefree attitude about the way that he feels he lives his life around you, and your grandmother's not standing for it here. Do you understand that?
Yes. So what you're saying is for me to have a carefree attitude about...
No, it's about him having a carefree attitude. And you're supposed to stand up to yourself here and say, I'm not having this. Because once you have done this, he will realize the energy of your change within the energy about, you know, when you took him back the second time? And you took him back the second time within the energy of, right, okay, it's not going to happen anymore.
Right.
He started to see the old self in you where he knew that he could walk into the light and take charge of the situation again. And I feel that he knows where he feels that he can take advantage of this situation. And I know
You're
that
right.
when I get into that field, I've got a very aggravated grandmother on the other side that says, this man's not good enough for you. But if she says it within the energy that she knows that you love him and she knows that you've gone through a lot together. But there's a feeling here that she doesn't want to see you being used within the process. Do you understand this?
Yes, yes.
Can I just ask you something? And I feel that I'm going back with this now. Was there a situation where I felt that there may have been another woman around him at some point? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I left him. I just came back 7 months ago, and I had been gone a year because he cheated on me with his son's girlfriend, who is still in the picture with his son up here living right next door to us. And she's broken our house.
Absolutely.
His son doesn't know.
She's waving her finger here and saying to me, and she's going to be very blunt with you here, darling, because you know your grandmother, and she knows how she would have been. She's saying to you here, if you can't see what's in front of you, okay, and what's happening around this situation, then you live to bear the consequences for another few years. Do you understand this?
She said what? If I can't see what's happening around this situation?
Yeah, if you can't see what's happening again around this situation, then you bear the consequences of having this and holding on to this for another 18 months to 2 years. So she feels that you need to speak up because you're feeling things aren't right at the moment and your gut instinct is coming directly from spirit. Do you understand this?
Yes. Is she saying that this is going on again? Does she see this happening again?
Well, the feeling is from what she's giving me here. Now, I don't like to say yes, truly, but she's saying to me here that her words are, if you don't open up your eyes to what's going on around you, then you forfeit the energy of losing out within the energy of heartache again. And I feel that you need to be looking at this and feeling proud about the person you are to make this feel right for you, to be able to make the right decision before you get hurt. Does that make sense?
Yes. I've been trying to decide whether to stay and see if it works out or to just move on. But when I came here, the part of the taking advantage of the situation and him gaining control of the situation once he got me here, I moved 6 hours away and with the promise that I was going to be able to run my business from his location as well. And then it's his property, and he hasn't let me do that. So for 7 months, I have not been able to generate money to leave with. So he's got me trapped.
I understand that. Now, I've got to say this because she's giving me the energy of this. Have you got a daughter?
A job?
A daughter. Have you got a girl?
Got what? Oh, a daughter? No, I don't have a daughter.
Has he got a daughter?
Nope.
Okay, now, I don't know what she feels like this, but it almost felt that she's sending over the energy of daughter. So I don't know if this is what your mum went through or the feeling was that this is a continuation of a pattern. But I feel very much with what she's giving me here that she looks upon you of a situation that's gone on before. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes.
And this is why she's going to me about the daughter. And she's saying to me here in my ear, she doesn't want you to go through maybe what your mum went through, if that makes sense. Can you understand this?
Yes.
Because she's saying to me here, it so hurt me the first time round, I don't want to see it a second time round with my own granddaughter. Do you understand this?
Yes, yes.
And I feel that you must be strong here. Now, I can't tell you what to do. I can only tell you what spirit are giving me and what your grandmother feels that you must do. And the feeling is from spirit here is that this man isn't the right man for you and you can do better. Do you understand this?
Yes. Within
the energy here, I can't give you much more within it because I feel that she's trying to put this across to you so you understand the process of what you need to do further. And the biggest validation here is that if you look at what your mum went through and you look at what pain that caused you within looking at your mother and the situation, then look at other people around you and how they would feel about you being hurt within this process. Do you understand that?
Yes.
I really want to send out a lot of empowerment to you at the moment because you are all over the place, my darling, within your energy. I feel like you're nervous and you don't quite know who to turn to. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, yes.
And I know that within your grandmother here, she says, turn to her, talk to her, feel the energy from her. Let her give you that sense of decision within your gut to feel strong, to be able to push the energy aside and go, do you know what? If I was a friend and I was looking in from an outside situation, what would I do for that friend? I would turn around and say to them, walk away before this gives you more damage in your life. Do you understand this?
Yes.
I hope that's helped you, darling. I know that it's not a positive, but out of this negative will come a positive. Do you understand this?
Yes, yes. It is a beautiful message. It was dead on. And do you see any financial changes so that I can make a move?
Okay. Now, I'm just about to give you an update of what I'm feeling within what your grandmother's giving me about the future here. I know that over the next couple of months, we are looking at a real sort of area of struggle and where you are going to be all over the place. But as we go into the energy of June, she tells me here, I know that there's an upliftment around the energy where you feel a lot better, a lot more empowered with inside yourself, a lot more confident about the person you are, to now step forward and feel like you want to prove also to yourself and not to others about that you can feel confident about going into the energy of work. And I'm now being told in my ear that work will step forward here around the August period, where I feel that this is a continuation of constant work and not bits and pieces where you've been before. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Listen, this year is going to be a good year for you. It's going to be a changing life transformation within you, within an energy of something and a relationship here that's held you back for so long. Do you understand this?
Yes, yes.
Take her energy, remember her words, and I'll leave her love with you, darling, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you for that message. That was incredible. That was very, very inspiring.
Bless your heart, darling. And your grandmother is such a lovely energy, but she's forceful to you because she doesn't want you to get hurt again. And that's the reason why she's forceful. She does it with love.
Yep, I love her to death. She's my sweetheart.
And she just heard you and smiled. And she just said to me here as well, that remember also that there's a birthday coming up.
There's what coming up?
There's a birthday or an anniversary coming up, and it's literally within the next 2 weeks. She said she's going to be around. Okay?
My mother's birthday. Her daughter, my mother, is tomorrow.
There you go. And she's just letting you know that she's around for it.
Yes. Thank you.
No problem. I'll leave her love with you, darling. God bless.
Okay. God bless. Thank you.
Wow. What a lovely, lovely energy from this lovely lady. Bless her heart. And I know that I hope that that gives her as much healing and as much guidance as possible. Ara, are you still there, my darling?
Yes, I am. And that was amazing, Grant. Wonderful.
Oh, thank you. And listen, I think that a lot of people turn around and go, wow, guys, you're amazing. This isn't us doing it. This is the energy of spirit doing it. And we're just the connection call. What we're going to do, Ara, is we're going to have a lovely piece of music now, okay? And then we're going to go back to back with some more calls. If you want to hold on there for a minute and don't leave my side, because you've been fantastic tonight, just stay right where you are. And what we're going to do is after this song, we'll come back in, we'll take another call, and you can wait for the next caller, and then we'll flow on with the energy of the show. This is a lovely piece of music, guys. I love this song. It comes from the great film Dirty Dancing. It goes a little something like this.
I've been meaning to tell.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168 396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
There you go, guys. That was the lovely Hungry Eyes. And I do believe that was written by a lovely guy called Eric Carlman, I think it was called. Anyway, it's a great movie made by Patrick Swayze again there. Talking about Patrick Swayze, we were talking about him earlier on. In Dirty Dancing, made famous with that lovely song, Hungry Eyes. I love a bit of Dirty Dancing myself, I must admit. Not literally, but, you know, in the film. I don't want you guys going away thinking, oh, it grants up to a bit of Dirty Dancing. Oh, no, I'm not. I just love the film. I'm a great lover of all Patrick Swayze's films, actually. A lovely guy. Great loss, and I know that, you know, being in spirit there, they've got a lovely energy over there with them, and I'm sure that his energy continues on within the energy of doing the good work of what he does and putting the messages out for his films on the other side as well. Okay, I'm not going to rattle on about Patrick Swayze anymore. I'm going to bring in the next caller. And I know we've got area 310. 310, are you there? Hello?
Yes, I am here.
Hello, is this Vince?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Vince. Do you know what? I wasn't psychic. I just recognised the voice. How about that? Okay. Now, Vince, because I think I've read for you before, my friend, I'm going to hand you over in the capable hands of our lovely Ara. Okay, so I'm going to hand you over there right now. Ara, Vince.
Hi, Vince.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Not very well. Where are you calling from?
Where are you calling from?
Los Angeles, California.
So we're in the same time zone. Not that that matters.
Right.
What can I do to help you today?
Well, I don't even know why I'm calling, because I know nothing's going to happen for me, and I'm just going to end up on the streets. But I've been out of work for the last 5 years on and off. I can't find a steady job. I interviewed for a job on Monday I thought I was going to get, and I found out that they gave it to somebody else. And on top of that, I asked the bank to wait for a couple of weeks because I'm getting a large sum of money, and I'd be able to pay off half of what I owe is left on my car, and they didn't. Until this morning, they repoed my car, and we're behind in
rent. So there's all sorts of things going on. And, you know, tends to happen for all of us, and no one is immune, is that one thing can go wrong and it has a domino effect and it impacts all other things. So the first thing I want to tell you is that it's not all going to be fixed in one fell swoop, right? So you have to take your time and put one foot in front of the other. And my guides are really strongly suggesting that, and I know the challenge of this, been there, is the words that you speak, the thoughts that you think, it might be more helpful for you to turn them around, because once we get into a defeatist mode, and believe me, we can be so justified in feeling that way, but it's still not going to help. So it's time to try and turn around the language that we are using. And a rule of thumb is to get rid of the words don't, not, and no out of your vocabulary. And try and think that way and speak that way, and things will begin to turn around for you. But first thing I want to know is this company that you had applied for and didn't get the position, was there a J in the name?
No, there was the initials of the company are GP.
GP? Okay, sometimes that J can sound like a G, or vice versa. You know, I really want to ask you to follow up with this company, because what I'm being told is that it isn't just a singular position that can be that is available right now. It might be in this particular moment that that's all there is, but there's going to be a broadening of the scope of availability. So you want to keep following up and checking back with them. I know that doesn't help you in the next day or two, but it will help you in the long run, and those are some of the steps that you might want to take. The other question I have for you, because Spirit is asking me to mention this, is the name Terry, is the name Terry significant for you, please?
Terry, I'm trying to think.
If it doesn't jump out at you, it is definitely a name for you to make a note of. And often what happens is Spirit gives us signposts for later on. So when you get an interview or speak to someone about a position, chances are it's going to be a Terry that is mentioned or a Terry that might interview you. And it's the universe's way of saying, this is the way to go. So it's something to be mindful of. Now... Okay, they're taking me back to the J, so I'm going to keep working with the J. Is there a company or something that you've been looking at and deciding not to apply because you don't feel you're qualified that starts with the J, like Johnson or something like that?
No, nothing I can think of. Not offhand,
okay.
Anyway.
Wait for that one to come up. Now, I know what you're thinking, because I'm psychic, but no, really, it's the energy that you are exuding that allows me to see how things are going to unfold for you, and right now, they're not going to unfold the way you would prefer, and why is that? It's because your focus, which is your thoughts and your feelings, are not focused upon something that you want. It's all focused on what you don't want, don't have, what's not happening, and what's not working. So the first thing that might be to your benefit is to sit down and say, okay, universe, you've got all this power. You start opening some doors for me, please. This is what I want. And I want you to sit down and I want you to write with pen and paper everything that it is that you want. I don't want one thought about how, or it'll never happen, or I'm screwed, whatever. I don't want any of that to enter into the equation. Everything is what you want. And when you write it down, I want you to feel how fantastic it would feel and how much your life would change in the having of it.
I've done that, and, you know, every time I've done that, everything that I've done works opposite of what I've said that I want and write down what I want. You know,
that
so
hasn't
it's just,
got anything to do with the exercise. That has everything to do with what you think about the exercise. And it's a good thing we don't have to live up to our history, that you can begin anew right in this moment, and it will work. But you have to get your vibration out of the basement. And again, you're justified in how you feel. I'm not trying to minimize that or take that away from you. But we can be so right about something, and if it doesn't make us feel good, it's not to our benefit. So I'm getting 3 months. I'm getting 3 months, and I want to know what it is around this three-month mark. February, March, April. Watch for the month of April. to come in with a lot of power behind it. You can fuel that fire by turning those thoughts around. And when you do that and go with the flow, chances are things will happen before April.
But nothing's going to happen for me until then.
It's up to you. You've got some power in this. You've got some choice in this. I'm asking my guides, and I'm saying, you know, this is dire. These are dire circumstances. And my guides are saying, no, it's not. It's like it's not in the larger scheme of things. So it doesn't feel like your car is going to be gone forever. It doesn't feel like you're never going to have a job. It feels like everything, it's just not going to turn around sometime down the road. It's already starting to shift, and it's going to come back in your favor. You have to nurture it and help it along a little bit.
I have been doing that, but every time I do, I keep ending up on a losing end. And it's like everything that I go for, someone else always gets. So it's like I'm doing the work, and everybody else is reaping the benefits but me. So I just don't know what else to do.
Well, and I know, and this is where I say you're perfectly justified in the way you feel, but the way the universe works is if you have a self-fulfilling prophecy that no matter what you turn your mind to or your hands to, that it's not going to benefit you, it's going to benefit everybody else but you, that's the experience you're actually going to create. And that's the law of attraction. That's the law of the universe. It's the same as if you were on the Empire State Building and you jumped off. The law of gravity is going to work. It can't be any different. And so this is the same. This works the same way.
So you see me being able to retrieve my car and finally get a job, or am I just
the only way you can lose everything is if you deliberately let it go. And you deliberately let it go by saying, I give up, fill your boots, take it all, or it's through, I'm such a loser, I lose everything, nothing good happens to me. That's another deliberate way of letting it all go. But I'm saying that the opportunity for you to to turn around the employment situation, to rectify the situation regarding your vehicle, that's all doable. The thing where we get hung up as humans is that we want it to happen this instant. And if it's not happening this instant, we begin to think it's never going to. And I'm asking you to try a little positivity for a little while. And in a couple of days, I think the vehicle issue is going to be resolved, and it's going to resolve itself in your favor. So hang on to that. Hang on to that. The job situation can change as late as April, if not earlier. But again, you're driving the bus on this, and your thoughts and feelings are going to factor into that whole equation.
Yeah. Because I'm supposed to be getting set up for a job interview next week sometime. The only problem is it's about a 45-minute drive, and now I'm not going to be able to go because I don't have any type of transportation to get there, and buses don't run in that area. So, you know, unless a miracle happens, I'm just going to have to turn down that job.
So is that of benefit to you?
What's that?
To turn it down. No, it's not. So what you want to do, what's the first order of business? I need a ride. I need a freaking ride. I don't know how I'm going to get a ride. I don't have anybody I can ask to drive me there and wait for me and drive me back. I don't have that right now. I guess I better put the universe on that and start attracting it in. So you start thinking from this moment on, please, that ride is imminent. At any moment, you could turn a corner and bump into someone who will say, yeah, I'll give you a ride. You don't know that. And if you keep positive about it, it will happen. If you deny it and say, that will never happen, it will never happen. You are in control. So trusting yourself a little bit more and trusting in the universe a little bit more is going to get you where you need to go. So to me, trying to attract in a ride so that you can make it to a job interview that is very, very promising is far more advantageous than sitting there finding ways to not be able to get there and having to not have a job to go to. So priorities and perspective. It's time for a change. Okay?
Sorry. All right.
All right. Good luck. I know you can do it.
Thanks. I'm going to need all the luck I can get. Problems I keep bringing in bad luck.
Well, you've got enough power to turn it around. Just get on it.
Yeah. All right, thank
you. You're welcome.
Oh, bless your heart, Vince. We're right behind you, mate. We understand.
Thanks.
We've been there. I've been there myself. And, you know, sometimes that life has a unique way, or the universe has a unique way of changing the situation for a reason. And I'm a great believer that sometimes when we want something or we want it badly, the universe doesn't give it. But what we do is we say we need it. We need, because want is a greed, and need is something that we need, and it's not a greed. So what we try to do is focus on the energy and going, do you know what? I can do this. I can force the changes of happening. I totally understand where Ara's well tapped into the energy of what, and the explanation was incredible. Because the thing is, and this is something, Ara, that, you know, we've all gone through ourselves, where life puts an obstacle in front of us. And life can be very demanding within the energy of things and taking stuff away from us. And sometimes we fear that change. Sometimes we put an obstacle because we fear that change. And I think it's something for us that, you know, I know I've experienced many times over my life, and I'm sure you have as well. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I've been through it enough that I know I don't prefer to go through it again. I know I will. And the first thing that I know I need to do when I find myself in that place is to let go of the resentment that I'm there at all.
Yeah.
Because the minute you start saying, I can't do this, I don't need this, it doesn't matter. You're in it.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a great believer in the wheel of life. In the wheel of life, with every down, there's an up. And we all go through downs, and there's always got to be an up. They can never go to the lowest of where you are already. They can only get better, unless we take that
easy
option.
That's right. The universal law of rhythm.
Absolutely.
The universal law of rhythm.
Yeah. I'm a great believer and a great lover of the Wheel of Fortune on the tarot deck, because with every down, there is an up. And sometimes it just takes time for that up to come in, but we have what we say, life is a test. There's a reason why, maybe, these things are happening. So we change the course of where we are within the energy of our work process to be do something different and excel ourselves in different energies of doing something completely different where we may not be used to doing them. But there will be a reason for it somewhere, no doubt.
Well, I know that the universe will tear things down that are not of benefit, and it seems to be happening to more and more people these days because of the acceleration of energy we're experiencing. So while we're not liking everything being torn around and blown away, it is providing a very clean slate to rebuild, and the rebuilding is actually better than what you had before the universe tore it down.
That was the lovely Michael Jackson there, You Are Not Alone. And it's something I always say at the end of every show, you are not alone, guys. You know, anybody out there that feels like they didn't get a chance to have a reading tonight, guys, remember, there is so many people out there that can help you, psychic or not. An ear is always there for you, guys. I want to thank the lovely Ara and bring her back in. Ara, I do apologise before the song come on, darling. My mic got muted by mistake, and I'm panicking, talking away. I hope you're still there.
Yeah, I'm still here. Thanks.
I've got to thank you, darling. What a fantastic energy, and there's never enough hours. Time just whizzes by, doesn't it, when you're having fun? But what I want people to know is how they can get hold of you, and can you give us your website?
Sure. It's www.araparisienne.com. And on there you can find the testimonials, you can access my blog, follow me on Facebook at Ara Parisienne or Medium Ara Parisienne. I have two pages. I can't add any more friends, as you well know, Grant, unfortunately. So feel free to follow. And I'm also on Twitter. So
yes,
there's all sorts of ways to stay in touch. And thank you, Mike, for posting that in the chat room. Parisienne is actually the S-I-E-N, just to be clear. I don't think that link will get too many people to my site, so it's just a little spelling thing there. But thank you. I appreciate that. So there's lots of ways to stay in touch, and if you're looking for one-on-one sessions, they can be done on the phone. They're equally as effective as being in person.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, it's been absolutely amazing. I can't wait to work with your energy again. Do you know what? Working with your energy actually raised the level of vibration of my energy tonight, and making that link with spirit was so, so easy. You are a credit to the work, my darling. Keep up the good work, and I wish you all the best for the future, and hope to speak soon.
Well, thank you so much, Grant. I enjoyed the opportunity, and I have to say, you raised my vibration, so it's reciprocal.
Absolutely, and that's what it's all about. Okay, well, God bless you, and I'll speak to you in the near future. Guys, you have been listening to Above and Beyond with myself, Grant Collier, and the lovely Ara Parisienne. We bid you farewell. Have a lovely day. And we'll speak to you soon. And remember, guys, like I always say, you're not alone. Good night.
Thanks for listening to Above and Beyond with celebrity medium Grant Collier. Join him again next Friday, where he will be bringing through and connecting with spirit here live on Mike Spirit FM. Until then, have a blessed week, and remember, you're not alone. If you Google Grant Collier, his website will come up number one. It's www.grantcollier.co.uk.